got your head too.
Ready to go? It's on or? Okay, yesterday we were learning about brachos, and the last thing we were learning is, if you drink something for medical purposes, if it tastes good, you make a bracha on it. If it tastes bitter, you don't make a bracha on it. If you swallow it, you also don't make a bracha on it. Now, what happens if somebody... No, the only time, let's put it this way. The only time you make a bracha on water, according to halacha, water is not a food or a drink. The only time water is a food or a drink, is when you're thirsty. If I'm thirsty and I drink water, then water is considered a drink. But if I'm not thirsty and I'm just drinking water, so then the din is you don't make a bracha on that water. For instance, according to halacha, if you're just taking a pill, you have to swallow a pill, you're not thirsty, like this you wouldn't be taking water, you're just taking the water only to swallow the pill, so then the din is you don't make a bracha on the water. If you're just drinking water because you want to drink a lot of water, but you're not thirsty, and you're just drinking because you're drinking it, because that's the style to drink water, so then again, you don't make a bracha on it. Not before and not after. But otherwise, or something, God forbid, is stuck in your throat, and you're drinking water, whatever. Anytime you drink water, when it's not for the sake of thirst, then halachically, you don't make a bracha on it. And water. That's the only thing, though, is water. Next thing is like this. What happens if you, by mistake, put food in your mouth without a bracha? You're eating an apple, you made an eight, you bit into the apple, and you realize you didn't make a bracha. So we learned already, you can't make a bracha with a full mouth. So the halacha is like this. If it's not something that becomes gross if you take it out, let's say you bit into the apple, but you didn't chew it yet, so it's like whatever you put into your mouth. So then the din is you take it out, and you make a bracha on it. Because you can't make a bracha while something is in your mouth, because the pasuk says, Imali pita hilasecha, your mouth has to be full of Hashem's praise, and it can't be full of anything else. Now, what happens if it's something disgusting? You already chewed it, and you can't spit it out. It's going to be disgusting. So then, you move it to one side of the mouth, and then you're allowed to make a bracha. In that case, you have no choice. Then you can make a bracha. Now, what happens if you took a drink and you can't move it to one side of the mouth? So then if you have more drink, you spit out from your mouth what you drink, what you made drink without a bracha, and then you drink more with the bracha. Okay, next. If you have in front of you two things that have the same bracha, and you're planning to eat both, you cannot make two separate brachas. Like here in Kitz, he brings an example. You have an apple and a walnut. Both are heights. And I'm planning to eat both, or an apple and a pear, apple and orange, whatever. And I'm planning to eat both, you're not allowed to make two separate brachas. You have to make one bracha for anything, because it's called bracha she'ein tzricha. A bracha that's not needed, you're not allowed to do that in those cases. Okay. What?
What if you're suffic when you make a bracha? Is suffic bracha l'hakel?
If what?
If you're suffic when
you... If you're doubt if you make a bracha besides benching, if you're full, which then it's biblical, you don't make a bracha on a doubt. Like, I'll give you a simple example. Somebody ate a fruit, and then later they don't remember, did I say bury nefashis or not? They don't remember. So then is you don't say it.
Does that go for the preceding bracha too?
Yeah.
You
Yeah.
Even if you can't fall from the fruit?
What?
Even if you can't fall from the fruit?
If you can't?
If you can't fall from the fruit,
yeah. The only time you bench is if you're full from bread. If somebody had a 12-course meal of fish and salad and soup and steak with mashed potatoes, and four types of desserts, you get fat. That's a good point. You don't bench. Sometimes the whole bracha could be only bari nefashis, because if there's nothing mezainis in it. The only time benching is biblical, is only if it's bread and you get full. Then it's biblical. So if somebody even, let's say, ate not the, they weren't full. They had a piece of, they had a sandwich, but they're not full, right? And then they don't remember if they benched or not, you don't bench. Because again, it's only rabbinic, because you're not full.
If you're not full, then why would you bench?
Well, the Chachamim say even on a kazai, you still have to bench. Mina Torah, you don't bench unless if you're full. Chachamim came along and said, even a kazayis, which is 1 ounce, it's not a lot. Okay, now, what happens if somebody has two different brachas? Let's say you have an apple and watermelon. The watermelons are dama, and an apple is a eitz. So then, you can't make one bracha for both. Okay? So for instance, I'll give you an example. What happens if by mistake somebody took an apple and instead of saying Bari Pio 8, they were supposed to say, they said Bari Pio Adama. So it's good. Because with the Yavid, a tree comes in the ground too. But then you're going to go eat an orange. So then the din is you have to make a separate Ha'etz on the orange. This is you made because it shouldn't be a bracha of Atola. But if you're eating, if you ate the apple, you made Adama, then you don't have to make another bracha because Adama b'di'evit is good for Ha'etz. But that's only if you made the bracha on that thing itself. Okay, now what happens if you have watermelon and an apple? So watermelons are Adama and the apples are Ha'etz. And you're going to be making two brachas. Which one goes first? So the din is, you make a Bari Pio 8 first, and then the Bari Pio Adama. Why? Even though by mistake, if you said Adama first, you still make a 8 on the apple. But l'chatchile, you do the more detailed bracha, and then you do the more general bracha. Ho Adama is a more general bracha. It covers ground and trees. A Bari Pio 8 only covers trees, so it's more detailed. So therefore, the din is, you make the less detailed bracha first, and then you make the other bracha. But if by mistake somebody said Adama first, they still need to make Ha'etz on their apple. What?
The person is eating at home.
Eating?
At home.
At home. It's a good place to eat, by the way. It was on the table in front of you? Okay, so what? I'll tell you a little secret, by the way. If you made a bracha on Ha'etz, took an apple out of the fridge, or whatever, and you made Ha'etz on it, and your intent was only to eat that apple, and then you decide when you finish the apple, you know, I want another apple, and you go back to the fridge to take a second apple, you have to make another Ha'etz on the second apple. Because the bracha only went on what you had in mind. Now, if there's a whole fruit plate in front of you, so it's right in front of your face, so then you say, there's an assumption you might eat more. But if it's not in front of you, and it's in the fridge, or whatever it is, and then you have to go back, and it's not in front of you, then you have to make another, it's even on the same apple.
Yes.
Even not the same apple you ate, and an apple. It's best to have in mind, If you have in mind when I eat the apple that I might eat another apple.
Well, let's say an orange.
If you have in mind that you can eat an orange, even though it's not in front of you, is an argument, but the halacha is you don't have to make it a bracha because you had it in mind. But it's preferable that it should be in front of you. Yeah, but that's only if you had in mind to eat both. If you only ate the one in apple, then you change your mind and ate an orange. You have to make a bracha in the second bracha. And it's not in front of you. You have to make it's on the apple. And the orange. Okay. One more interesting din is that water, I'm sorry, wine is the chief of all liquids. So therefore, if I make a bracha on wine, I don't make a bracha on any other liquid. Yeah.
But if you only have wine on this drink of wine.
You what?
If you have wine only on this glass of wine.
And then you're going to have another cup of wine. Then yeah, and it's that in front of you? Or it's in the bottle in front of you? In front of you. Then you don't have to make a new bracha because it's in front of you. There's an assumption that, you know, it's there. But if you went to back to the bar and take another a cup of wine, you'd have to make a new bracha. I'm saying something else. Wine frees all liquids from bracha before and after. That means, let's say you sit down, you're going to have a revius of wine. So you're going to make a brei piyah gofen, and you're going to be making later and after bracha on the wine. And then you're going to be drinking soda, juice, whatever. You don't make a bracha, not in the water, not in the soda, not in the juice, and any liquid, not before and not after. But what happens, and this happens a lot by a kiddush, olav hashalom. You make a bracha, and you get wine from kiddush. Okay? No, it's a very practical din, by the way. Let's see what used to be when we had kiddushim. So you hear kiddush, so it's like you made the bracha and the wine. Okay, so now you get a cup of wine, you don't make a bracha on it, that's according to our custom, and you just drink it. But it's considered as if you made a bracha. Now you're going to be drinking soda. Okay? So you don't make a bracha on the soda, because it's part of the wine. But you're not going to be making an after bracha on the wine because you didn't drink enough. You only had a drop. Correct? So now, it's an interesting scenario. You will have to make, if you drink a cup of soda, you're going to have to make a brei nefashos on the soda, even though you didn't make a shahakol on it. Because you didn't have enough wine. If you drink enough wine, you just make an after bracha on the wine, then you don't make a brei nefashos on the liquid. But because you didn't drink enough wine, and you only drink enough soda or juice, so then you have to make an after bracha on the juice of soda, even though you didn't make a shahakol before. What?
Let's say a person's eating cereal.
Okay, we'll get into that. That's complicated.
You have half a revius of wine and half a revius of soda.
You make a brei nefashos.
What?
If you have a half a piece of mezainis and half an apple, you make a brei nefashos. You make the lesser of them.